Try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait. Will this send me spiraling out of my routine?
Time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again?
Fruit ruins
Never
insulin
Never eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day.
Cut carbs by 30%.
Fast for 48 hours.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear. Just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
South Carolina's got everything. Natural beauty, trendy cities, but you might miss your next big adventure in a smaller town. We've got you covered on the Palmetto Porch. Discover South Carolina's official podcast. I'm Devin Whitmire. Come with me as I venture off the beaten path and learn about these towns from the locals who know them best. Check out the Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information, head on over to scpalmettoporch.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Here we go, Carver and Lisi with you. Hour number 2 here on the grid on a Monday night where we're watching the Home Run Derby. And I will say, every bellyache, there's nothing going on this week. It's a slow week. The first hour might have been, I think, the fastest hour that we've done in 6 months. Like, it went by so quick because we're just... You know what? For an event that gets a lot of flack for being kind of silly and kind of dopey, when you got a little gas in the tank, suddenly there every single thing is magnified, and we're having a lot of fun with the Home Run Derby tonight. Mike Carver with you, along with the Encyclopedia of College Football, the one, the only. Go, Ferta to Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
I'm excited. I feel like I have a shot tonight. I feel like
you
I have a shot.
You agree with that assessment that the hour went by fast because we're just messing around with the Home Run Derby tonight?
Yeah, because this is the only game in town tonight. The season kicks off back on Friday night. So, and I'm eyeballing the matchups, to be honest with you.
Already looking at the totals for Friday?
Not totals. Just looking at the matchups.
There actually is the afternoon because the Red Sox and the Cubs are at Wrigley on Friday afternoon.
Yeah, I'm not touching that game.
Special. Sox 10 in a row cool off a 10-game winning streak like 4 days off.
Yeah.
And half your team in the Bahamas, the other half in Aruba, the other half in Atlanta, the other half. Like, nothing cools your team off more than that. If that happens.
Yeah, and let's not forget Seattle was on that heater with the totals, right? Sunday night.
By the way, good job by you. You said it all week. Seattle overs. Bang, bang, bang. All weekend
They wrapped Flaherty around the tree over the weekend. Did you see that? 15-8?
They wrapped the whole team around a tree. They scored 35 runs in 3 games.
Unbelievable.
They beat all these guys in Detroit all weekend long. They dragged them.
Yeah. So the Yankees play Atlanta. I don't like that series. I'll just say this. The series that just pop off the page for me, Angels and Phillies, I think that could have some runs.
Where is that?
At Philly.
Okay.
How about this? Kansas City at Miami. That pops off the page. And then I might go to Baltimore against Tampa Bay. But Tampa might have bad weather, so we got to check. But those are the few games that just pop off the page. Pop, bam, bam.
Bam, pop, pow, pow. Hey,
who's
so let
up
me,
now?
We're on
who's
a little bit of a break. I guess they're at the halfway point of the first round. There's four guys left to go. Have you started to take a look for the Open Championship this week at Royal Portrush in Northern Ireland for the Open, final major of the week of the year, I should say? Are you have you started to look at the board yet? There's some big names down the board. I'm actually, you know, there's a few guys that are Joe guys that you're going to get at some big prices this week. Big numbers for Joe.
Yeah? Like what?
Oh, yeah.
Let me eyeball here. It. I'll tell you who pops off the page.
By the way, did you see the Pride in New Jersey? Chris got her up and get him down, won the Scottish yesterday.
110-1, is that what you said? You know, something like that?
He was a big number. Harry's English is 110.
Let me
Tony Finau, 120-1? That's a Joe guy. Tony Finau?
No. Stop. Don't
Daniels
start
Berger?
Now. Nah, stop. Those are your guys.
No, I don't have any of those guys.
How about this Nico Echevarria?
Nico Echevarria.
Here, there you go. How about him? Huh? How about this guy I always wondered, right? Laurie, don't call me Linda Carter. How about that one?
You mean Laurie Cantor, not Carter. Cantor. Come on, Joe. Laurie Cantor.
Maddie Schmidt, one of your favorites at 300-1.
Maddie Schmidt just missed getting us a first-round leader at the Scottish last week. So, all right.
I got another one I like. Last one. Carlos Ortiz, 200-1.
Hey, played well at the U.S. Open last month.
All right.
What do they got Ortiz at? How much?
300-1.
That's Joe. You know what they call that? Call that a value play.
Happy meal bet.
Happy meal bet. First round leader?
This Buxton is struggling here.
See, as you say that, I look over and he smoked two balls. So I don't know
he's only
struggling.
Got three home runs in a minute.
He's got seven pitches. Wait, he's seven pitches in. He's got three homers. Well, what are you talking about?
Carver, he's struggling. I could tell this Watkins, too. It looks like Sammy Watkins, the way he's throwing the ball. He's not even throwing it over the plate. Can we throw it down the middle? I mean, what's going on here?
Sammy Watkins.
I mean, really? He's taking his time.
He's got five homers in four homers in 12 at bat and 12 pitches. It's not awful.
Carver, that's four home runs. He's halfway done.
He's not halfway done.
What do you mean he's not halfway done?
He's got plenty of time here.
Okay, we'll see. Now
he's starting into a groove. He's starting to get into a groove now, Joe. You give him a couple minutes, he'll start flying. I think he just hit three in a row. So probably got himself the bonus too.
What do you need for the bonus? 4.25?
I think it's 4.25 for the bonus, and the might be 4.50 if 4.25 and.
Yeah, he hasn't hit one.
Can these guys catch out there in the warning track?
Now you're blaming the kids? You're blaming the kids now? Come on,
now,
you're better than that.
There's a little bit of sentimental here for Buxton, Joe. He's a Georgia guy. He's from Georgia. So.
Think he likes the dogs? You think he likes the
hometown
dogs?
Hometown guy. Roof, roof. Get him in with the dogs. Yep, that's.
Meanwhile, the dogs.
Kirby, what day does Kirby talk this week? What day is Kirby in there?
I think Wednesday.
So he can not answer questions about another 60 kids who got thrown in the tin this offseason.
You know, that's
on his team.
Right. That's the guys running the clean program.
We're just here to coach guys football. We're not worried about another 55 speeding tickets amongst our team. You know, we're okay. Guys doing $120 in a 55. You know, that's all right. We're coaching football.
You just
here.
Love Bale.
Not on my
I
plate.
Know, Marcus. Marcus Freeman just running it as clean as
Joe,
ice.
Look, I don't think any of these guys are clean, but I know that Marcus doesn't have another kid in getting cuffed for doing 110 and reckless driving every other week.
Just worry about your quarterback.
Either.
Yeah, okay.
All right, they have no quarterback, Joe. That's why Notre Dame is a sell this year. No quarterback. Sell. Sell. Sell.
Okay. You don't like CJ Carr? You don't like the kid CJ Carr?
I don't believe in any of these guys.
All right.
This Buxton's finished, Joe. He's got no shot.
How come when I told you he punched himself out that he sucked, you didn't believe me?
He's going to have to find a serious groove here. If he's getting
He need to make the cut? What does he need? He's got 10.
Woods got the lowest at 16 now, right? But you still have a few guys to go. Woods, the fourth, he's fourth with 16, I believe. Cruz and Caminero got in the 20s.
There he comes. He's up to 12. He's up to 12.
He's starting to get gassed up here.
This Watkins is doing
the ball. He's got 10 pitches in 30 seconds. Can he start moving?
He's slow. This Watkins, the conditioning on Watkins is not good.
He's hurting him.
Cut him.
Yeah, he's hurting him bad. He needs someone else
out
there.
He's doing him rotten right now.
He's not even good. He's gonna miss out on 5-6 pitches here. What is this guy doing?
This Watkins is gassed. Look at him.
He left 5 pitches on the table, this guy. How do you leave 5 pitches on the table?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Watching the Home Run Derby and doing some other things. Now, Joe, we were killing this Watkins for not getting all the pitches across to Buxton during the 3 minutes, but when you get in this setting where it's not timed, he can take his time, and Buxton can wait out the bad ones. This works because Buxton's... Joe, what did he have? 14 going into the bonus?
Yeah.
He's up to 20 now. So
he's got 20, but he's cooked. That's it.
We got 6 in the bonus round, so that saved him.
Absolutely.
Got a little... still rolling.
Still rolling. Yeah, baby. Cook it. That's it. It's like a little Aerosmith in the background. Look at this.
Gotta have it.
Gotta love it. Look at this on the loop.
All right. There it is, Joe. We hit the post on that one. So Buxton with 20. So what is it, Joe? 21, 21, and 20? Caminero, Cruz, and Buxton?
I thought Caminero and Cruz are the top two. So who do we have left? We have
Buxton's
Olsen
got 20, so you have Jazz? Olsen, Jazz, and Cal's Raleigh.
Man. I mean,
that is Ryan Howard interviewing some of the guys when they come off. Ryan Howard, former Philly, and of course, Home Run Derby champion of his own right.
Was that great? I mean, he was Ryan Howard. Was he that great? Go big or go home. I feel like he was either a home run or nothing. He wasn't a great fielder. When you think
you're
of
pretty
first,
good with some of
it
the
wasn't
stuff.
Will Clark just... out there. Will Clark had a great glove at first. No?
You know.
What? You know what?
What do you mean? Are you bashing the guy right now? Is that what you're doing?
Maybe. I don't know.
Comparing him to, you're saying he didn't have a glove like Will Clark. Joe, Ryan Howard wasn't about his glove.
I want to see his numbers. I want to see his numbers.
Let me just tell you something, Joe.
No. I want to see the numbers. I'll be the judge. 25, 23,
judge.
23, 11, 14. He did that. Here we go with the 47, the 48, the 45, the 31, the 33. 58 he hit in 06, too.
He's probably going to be, I would say he's probably going to be short. He's not a Hall of Famer, but he had a couple of Hall of Fame-esque seasons. There.
58, 47, 48, 45. I mean,
yeah, that's.
I mean, that's
they,
as
know,
good as.
They never give you the full like run of his. I hate when they do that. There's one site that you go to their stats, and it's just
They never give you the full run. So the years you were talking about, those were,
I mean, the 58,
2006, 2007, 2006 through 2009, Joe. Those are insane years. 58, 149, 47, 136, 48, 146, 45, 141. And Joe, I mean, 313 one of those years, 268, yeah. 279.
I take
exactly
it back. I was
210
wrong.
With 40 homers.
All right, you're right. I take it back. All right? You know, but I think about the,
and,
you know, the Philly
and
years.
And won a World Series in Philly, too.
That's true.
Won a World Series.
I know, but
in
I
Philly.
Think about that team with Dutch Dalton and Lenny Dykstra and Crook.
That was before Ryan Howard.
Yeah, I'm just saying. That was late 90s. That was 97.
Here's Jazz Hands. Here comes your boy, Jazz Hands.
My guy. This is my guy. My guy. Come on, Jazz.
He's got the sands of time pitching to him here, too. The sands of time. That's his stepfather or something.
Good. Look at the ball jump off the bat. Got one.
Is that the one that came up short? The one jump off the bat?
This kid sucks. Come on! What are you doing? The guy can't even get the balls out of his sands.
Judge has got the big smile on his face. Judge better go out there and give him a talk. Is Judge going to fan him down with the towel when he takes a break like everyone else has been doing? Is Judge going to be Jazz's guy here?
This Sands Jazz is hands. Doing him rotten. I mean, he's got one home run. I mean, could we help? Come on, Sands! Yeah, this guy sucks. This Jazz Sands sucks. Take a break. I mean, really?
I said it. I said it. Not you. Me. I said it.
I mean, he's all right. Yeah, I mean, you got one home run in a minute 30. I mean, how bad is that?
That's not ideal. Not
this
ideal.
Jazz hand sucks. You put the kibosh on Jazz tonight.
He was the long shot for a reason, Joe. He was a long shot for a reason. He's not on the power hitter stage that he shouldn't be up here. He can hit homers, but this is out of his realm.
Who's this clown that we're watching here? Who's this guy?
That Chris Sale, Joe. Chris Sale with the dais.
Him too. Every time a 7, 7.5, 8. Can't wait for the game that he gets smashed for 12 earned runs. It's Chris Sale. Come on, Jazz.
It is weird not having any like regular home run bets tonight, Joe. Like, you get into such a groove over the 3 months with baseball being back to just sit this out for 4 days. It's like
he's hitting line drives. He can't even get the ball up.
It's the sands of time, Joe.
This is embarrassing.
Sands of time.
This is embarrassing.
Not a good scene
here. One home run. This guy has one home run. I mean, Jazz Hands, come on. Look at this.
The under
this
was might a good be play.
This is the worst performance in a home run derby.
Even
that
Boehm
I've ever
was
seen.
Better last year, Joe. Boehm, who everyone said had no shot.
He's got two home runs.
And look at the sands, man. He's just taking his time.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Say goodbye to Jazz Hands, Joe. He's out. Only had three homers.
Let me tell you something. You don't open your big mouth and enter the home run contest and then hit three home runs in batting practice and then want to start hugging and kissing everybody. Really? That was pathetic. That might have been the worst performance than, I don't know, I'm trying to think. How did Acuna do a couple of years ago? I think he got to like 5 or 6, Acuna.
Yeah, I forget.
I mean, what is the worst performance? Do we know? And that was the worst. Jazz Hands is dead to me. He sucks. Worst performance in a home run derby. Let me
finished.
There we go. History. You ready? The worst performances, Mike Piazza's 2-0 home run performances is 93 and 94.
That was a while ago.
Well, I'm just telling you.
So you put this up there with those.
You don't? That was horrible. I mean,
it was bad.
Was terrible, Jazz Hands. You're sitting on now, here we go with this Olsen, like this guy. Oh, it's Cal Raleigh, excuse me. Cal's Raleigh.
Olsen's going last. The hometown guy gets to go last.
He's coming up with two bats, Cal's Raleigh. Torpedo bat. He took out the torpedo bat.
Did he?
He's got the torpedo bat.
He's a switch hitter, Joe. So I think he's got a torpedo bat when he hits lefty and a regular bat when he hits righty. And he's got his dad throwing to him.
Pop.
And his 15-year-old brother is the catcher.
Pop Raleigh.
Let's see if he's better than the Sands of Time that just ran Jazz down there before him. The Sands of Time.
Come on, son. Just like we used to do back in the day. Little pinch between the cheek and gum. All right, come on, Pop. He's taking way too long. Like, we're making this a theatrical performance now. Just get the bat and start swinging. Like, what are we waiting on here? What is this going on? I mean, really.
He's getting some final instructions from the umpire.
Okay. All right. Like, you now, don't know, just swing. Let's see Pop Raleigh.
Now, this is a big spot for the dad now here, too, right, Joe? This is a big spot for the dad.
He's got, like, those shoes that add an extra 2 inches to your, you know? Like, what do they call them? Like, you ever see those shoes on Instagram that add two and a half inches to your frame?
He's got the lifts.
He's got the lift shoes on. That's a big heel he's got. He's got a big heel, Carver. That might be one of the biggest heels I've ever seen.
He got a big heel.
Ah, Dad, you're doing him rotten, Dad.
Cal's Raleigh.
Now, I have a question. Now, the real question is this. Is it the dad saying, you know what? I want to throw the ball because he wants his 5 minutes of fame? Or is it Cal saying, you know what? I want to honor my dad, my pop, and brother? You think it's the other way around, like saying, I'll throw the balls? Yeah. No?
I'm not sure.
You don't look too confident up there with Pop.
He's not, you know. It can't be easy. A lot of pressure on him here.
What, Pop or Cal?
Yeah, now all of them. Like, I think there's a little on Cal, too. You know, he has 38 homers at the All-Star break, Joe. I mean, the guy's having a monster year. He's the favorite. He's getting in a little bit of a groove now, by the way. 469, he just hit that one. By the way, one of Cruz's, Joe, O'Neill Cruz's, they did measure over five. I think 5 of 12 or 5 of 13.
What was the bet for that?
It was 479.5 for longest homer.
They didn't give a five number, like 500 plus?
I don't know if there was any alts. I don't know if anybody had any alt numbers for a 500. Now, he's not going to switch sides on his timeout, is he?
Like, that's stupid, no?
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
But you know what? It might be smart, Carver, because you know why? He might be trying to feel it out for the long term.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Home run derby night here on the grid as me and Joe are enthralled with this derby action. Now, Joe,
pop did him
Cal's
rotten.
Raleigh.
Pop did him the pop did him rotten.
He hit him with one of the pitches. Like, now, I will say, I was going to come back and say to you, I don't like the switching sides. He went to the right side after the timeout. But, Joe, he hit more on the right side. When he came out on the right side, it seemed like he got cooking. I think it was actually maybe not by much, maybe 8-7. But he needs two to just to get to 17. What do you have, 15, right, Joe?
17 so right now is the cutoff.
17's the cutoff. That's where Rooker is. We don't want to see Rooker go out, but I think it's going to be hard Well, you know, if we could keep this guy out, we would just need Olsen to go in the tank, Joe, and we can get Rooker through to the next round. So we're not completely out on Rooker here.
I don't know.
We need the dad to hit him again and jam him, and it goes off the bat, and it counts as an out. Like, we need a couple of those. This Cal's Raleigh.
You think the dad bet Cruz?
He's going back to the left side for the bonus round, Joe. He's switching sides again.
I think, look, the father's getting mad. He's getting mad. Come on now. Making me look bad.
What is he doing here?
I don't know, but the pop's getting upset. Pop Raleigh. Look at him. Throwing meatballs right down the middle. He's got a big heel. He's throwing two meatballs.
They just dropped Rooker down to 45-1 if you want to grab him in case he gets through here. 45-1 for Rooker if he sneaks through. There's one out. What's probably not 45 anymore, Joe.
You don't think so?
It's still 45. No, 28 now. Just dropped from 45 to 28.
He's got two outs. Look at this rally. Swing and miss, kid. Is that gone? Did he keep it alive? Camera work is horrible. 16. All right.
Yeah, he did get it.
I think he's done. Is that it? The kid's saying it's gone. He got it. Tied. Oof.
Did he get it?
Yeah.
He might have got the bonus round on that one, too.
He didn't. Nope. Tied.
Okay.
Right now, did he get tied.
Did he get the out? Okay. So,
yeah.
Now, if Joe, this is what would happen. If Olsen doesn't pass 17, let's say he gets 15 or 16, I believe Raleigh and Rooker have a swing off to determine who goes into the next round. Like, they each get 30 seconds or a minute or whatever it is to determine who goes through. So they lock Rooker.
A lot of pressure right now on this Olsen. This Olsen sucks.
You're right about that.
This Olsen sucks. I mean, Cal's Raleigh to be knocked out, one of the favorites.
I didn't like the favorites, Joe. I thought it was.
That's why you're a guru. You're the wheel when it comes to baseball. You know it.
Rooker 27-1. Raleigh 23-1. Olsen must have got out hot here. Although it doesn't look like he started yet.
I mean, it doesn't.
You also have to remember, Joe, the reason why they're both in the 20s right now. A, they have to potentially do a swing off. First, they have to survive Olsen. Then they have to survive a swing off. And then whoever does get through is going to go against Cruz, who looked like a monster in the first round.
Yeah, but so, again, Cruz punched himself out.
But he's getting a rest here. I mean, he's been sitting around now for a little while. It's not like he's going away again.
This Matt Olsen, you think we should snap it up?
For who, Olsen?
No, Raleigh. We're already committed on
the now they've already dropped him back down to plus 750.
Because
he was 23-1 for a moment.
How come the clock isn't running with the pitches?
That's a good question, Joe.
Clock's not running with all these pitches?
No, they're allowed a couple warm-ups.
Guy's got five warm-ups.
He can't swing. All right, now the guy just gave the signal. He says, these count.
Come on.
Start the clock.
Come on.
Start the clock.
This Olsen looks like a deer in the headlights.
Well, Joe, home cooking here. I mean, he's going to get the breaks. He's got the home crowd advantage.
Joe,
I hope he goes in the tank here. I hope he hits a couple grounders to the warning track. Let's go. Get him out of here.
Let me tell you, he's got no pop on the bat.
We don't need this guy. We don't need this guy in.
He's got no pop on the bat. He's out slow. Low and outside. Yeah, pop-ups. Here we go. Come on. That's a blast. Did it get there? No, off the wall. Still nothing. Come on, hit the wall. That's foul. Is it foul?
Joe, we can't do the play-by-play.
That's not a play-by-play. I said, is it foul? He's got nothing. He's almost as bad as Chisholm.
The number on Cal's Raleigh is going to start to
He's
shift
a minute
here.
In. He's got nothing. No juice. No pop. No pop in that bat.
He's going down like a dart here. I mean,
he's in a little
who's
bit
throwing
of a
to him, that, Joe? Who's this Perez?
Is that no, that's not Eduardo Perez, is it? Eduardo. Former major leaguer? What was the major leaguer that did all TV? What was it? Eddie Perez? What? I'm serious. What was the guy, the Perez, that everybody loved? He was like the mayor of baseball. Everybody loved him. The old timer. What was he? No?
Joe, what are you talking about?
Who is the broadcaster that's either on MLB?
Eduardo Perez.
That's what I just said. Well, you mean, that's exactly
doesn't he still do Sunday Night Baseball? Isn't he on the the dais right here at this thing? Isn't he on the set?
I have it on mute. I don't listen to baseball. How do I know?
Look at the family photo with the Raleighs, Joe. The Raleighs.
Where do you see the family photo? I see Olson. Where do you see the family photo with the Raleighs? Oh, there it is. All right. Man, his brothers for 15's got a little height on him, huh? Looks like a little chipper, young Chipper Jones there. Look at him. This Olsen's got...
Wait a second.
Wait a second, what?
I don't know. They were showing the longest homers between Raleigh and Rooker. I don't know why. I thought there was some kind of tiebreak, maybe to see who goes first. If there's a swing off.
He's got six? How many does he have? Six?
I don't know. You would...
I think he's got six.
You're ahead
six.
Of me, Joe.
He's in a rhythm now. That's not good. He's got seven. Eight. Here he goes. Machine gun Raleigh. Here we go. Look at this. 10. How many does he have? You know, the counter is slow with these. You know that? Look at this.
Counter
is that
slow?
Gone? I mean, really. Like, we're adding home runs after the fact. Can we do it when they go out? Is that
who's
10
that
or 9?
Who's that mascot out there in the center field? Who was that?
I don't know.
This Perez needs 11. To pick it up.
No, he's got 11, I think. I don't know. I can't tell.
Joe, just let it play out. Let it play out. He's got 11, I think. Joe's trying to keep track of it all. He got 11. What's he got to get to? 17, right? 17 yeah. For Raleigh and Rooker? I mean, this Perez is taking his time. That's for sure. Did he get the bonus, though, Joe? I don't see a bonus sign up there saying bonus achieved. Does he not have the extra?
Carver, I couldn't tell you.
Because if he doesn't have the extra, Joe, he's going home. 5 seconds left. If you don't got
how do you
the
know
bonus,
if there's a bonus round.
They usually he's sit on the bottom.
He's got the bonus. He's got 15. We need him to go down in flames.
Bonus round. Okay. Well, sometimes they put a little thing, bonus achieved. Or bonus
oh, maybe not. Maybe oh, not. Really? He didn't have it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Try a free sample of Berry Pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait. Will this send me spiraling out of my routine?
Time to consult the online experts. One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again?
Fruit ruins
never
insulin
eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day.
Cut carbs by
30 days.
Stop it! They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at signos.com. That's SIGNOS.com with code SPARK. Signos.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
So Olsen got the 15. He did not get anything in the swing off. So he's out.
All right.
Or shall I say in the bonus round. Swing off, Joe, will be between Raleigh and Rooker, I guess, for the last spot. So Cruz, Caminero, and Buxton advance, and then either Cal's Raleigh or Rooker. Joe, this is simple for us. We want Rooker. We want the big guy.
Yeah, let's give us Rooker, and then Rooker would go up against who, Buxton or Cruz?
Cruz. Whoever wins the swing off would go against Cruz, I believe.
All right. You can get it done.
Or are they not doing that? Do they have, like, I don't see Rooker. Is there, like, some kind of rule? They kept showing how long the homer was, Joe. Maybe there is no swing off anymore. It might be that Raleigh gets it because he hit the longer home run. I'm not sure.
You can get it done. What's best? You got to get it done.
Let's see, Joe. We might be out on this, honestly.
I figured. Once you put your name to that, it was dead to rights. It's all right. It's okay. Jazz hands let me down. Worst performance since Piazza in a home run derby. I mean, that was terrible.
Yeah, Joe, how stupid is this?
What?
Joe, you got to be kidding me. Rooker's out because it was whoever had the longer homer gets moved on. They can't do a 30-second swing off to decide who moves on. Rooker bounced from the next round based on longest distance. Rooker's longest was 470.54. Raleigh's was 470.61. They had the same amount. And, Joe, this is like you say all the time. So you've made this decision off of centimeters of a computer judging how far the ball went. You've made this decision now. If you have a Rooker ticket, Joe, you should be very upset. This is not
like us. Very upset.
Not right.
How do you know? We eyeballed it. It looked like 471 to me. I don't know. I eyeballed it. We always say these charts and graphs are terrible. The ball, how can they project exactly where the ball lands and that's the exact amount? It's a joke. Terrible. All right, so we're out. Who do we root for? Who do we root for?
Rooker's out. I still have Caminero. So you're going to root Caminero in, I hope.
No, I'm going to root for Cruz now. I want Cruz.
Yeah, you know what? You know what, Joe? Whatever.
What? Well, now you're upset?
Because
I'm not rooting for your guy?
Not right.
Oh, you've been winning too much.
I tell you that I still got a guy in it. And you say to me, you know what? Nah. Nah.
You know what?
That's what you did.
I'll tell you what. I'll watch it. I'll root it in.
I don't need you to do that. All right? Total. I don't need you to do that.
You do it with me with the totals, right. And you watch me go down in flames the last 2 months. What do you got?
I can't believe they don't do a swing-off. How is there not a swing-off?
Because this whole competition's a joke. Let's be honest. We're gambling on something that we have no idea if it's even true. We got kids jumping out in the outfield. Making catches, we got parents throwing major leaguers, ball. I mean, come on. I mean, this is a complete joke. And we actually think we have a shot. We got lucky last year. Thankfully, I made the right pick with Teoscar. Thankfully. Otherwise, because with these things, you can't always go. You're the guru. You always go with what you think. I knew. I told you. I should be an investigator. I knew you were going with Wood. I knew. I knew right away. I didn't even need to see your portfolio. Wood, Joe, Rooker, Caminero, same guys.
You know how much money that guy Wood has made for me this year? You understand that? Imagine that. See, that's something you would do. You'd leave the guy on the side of the road, and you kick him while he's down. That's what you do. I don't do that. I ride with the guys who got me there.
Trying to say you're like
Caminero,
saving Private Ryan?
Thing.
You're saving Private Ryan?
This Caminero has been very good to me, so I back him.
Okay, Sarge. All right. That's it. You're going to take him home? All right. No, you're right. That's it. I forgot. Sarge is going to do it. That's it.
Not right by
okay.
you.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll root it in.
Not right by you.
All right. Coming out or bust.
Not right by you.
Mashed by Buxton. I hope Buxton comes in 18 clubs and with 18 home runs in the first minute.
Bad form. Poor form.
What, by me?
Yeah.
No, that's not right. Come on. That's not right. So here's the updated odds, supposedly, right? What do we have? Cominaro?
All right, let's hear it.
Cominaro plus 250. Buxton plus 320 in this match. Very even. Very even.
Well, Buxton, we need Cominaro. Okay.
I'm rooting for Buxton.
Yeah, that's real nice. You're a real nice guy.
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that.
Real nice guy. No, you know what?
What do you,
go root for
who
Buxton.
Do you really need? Seriously.
Why don't you bet him, too? Why don't you bet him? Go bet him. Go bet Buxton. All right?
Do you really need Buxton or you need Cominaro?
What does that mean, do I really need Buxton? You've been screaming Caminero's name for 2 hours. What do you mean, do I really need Cominaro? What kind of question is that?
Because sometimes you have something on, you know, in the back pocket that you're not telling me.
I have Cominaro at two separate spots for a good number.
You shopped around.
I shopped around and I got a live one too.
Wow.
When he started teeing off. Got another good number on him. So.
All right, I'll root it in for you.
It would be nice.
Right.
I mean, I don't know if you want to or not. I mean, this Cruz, meanwhile, has gotten to sit around for an hour now since he was out of gas. He's going to be fresh now when he goes. I mean, this Watkins throws it basically at Buxton's head there. Did you see that first pitch that he threw him? What was that?
Jeez. He's gunning for him. He doesn't like him, this Watkins.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I did just see a call. I do believe we called Matias to the podium for his tennis picks very early in the show, didn't we, Joe?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure that we
the sinners, the sinner smacked Alcatraz.
Oh yeah, we did. Yeah.
The sinner
shooter shoot. Shooter shoot. All right.
They hit you with some, so many. You went some. You were begging for a right.
I mean, that American girl. She got cleaned out on Saturday. Anisimova. She got destroyed in that match. Oh.
She got donut. But if you follow me on Twitter,
right?
we went in on that though. We went in on that when it was 6-0, 2-0.
Yeah,
I jumped on the 6-0 again.
Now, that's good that you did that, but Friday night you picked the Anisimova, right?
I did pick her. You know, she choked again. She choked. I'll tell you exactly when she lost that game. She lost that game in game 3 of the first set when she was going to beat her, and it was going to be 2-1, and she couldn't close it out. She unraveled after that game, and she didn't stop unraveling until it was over.
You can get it done.
It was
you can get it done.
The way it happened. It was historic. It was a historic loss. But, hey, it was fun to watch.
What's best, though, Matias, you got to get it done. You got to get it done. Okay?
And we're going to go hard on the U.S. Open. We go to the hard courts now, baby. And the next up is the U.S. Open. We go to Washington. Then we're going to finish off in New York. It's going to be a big summer. Let's go. Coco Gauff. We're going to take it all the way, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever happened to that Fonseca, huh? That kid, no more hype with that kid anymore, right? Johnny Schmidt.
There's hype with that kid, Joe. Youngest guy to make it that far in Wimbledon, ever.
Nah. Johnny Skidmarks. Kid, the bright lights, big city. The stage was too bright. Buxton.
We're going back with Alcaraz for the U.S. Open, too. We're not going to flinch. Back with Alcaraz for the U.S. Open.
Keep digging
now,
the
Joe,
ditch.
Tomorrow night, we got the All-Star game, which we'll be on for. I don't think it's going to be as action-packed as this is, obviously. Yeah. And you could play the MVP. I can't here in New York. So no Addabo yet with the MVP. So I'm not even in there. So we'll try. Well, you know what tomorrow night's going to have to be, Joe, during that game?
What?
Micro-betting. micro betting tomorrow night during the All-Star game. Can this Caminero get to eight, Joe? Can this Caminero get to eight?
Nope. Yeah, he will. I mean, if he doesn't get to eight, Carver, you don't deserve to win the bet. Let's be honest. I mean, honestly.
You're saying no problem. You're saying it's in the bag is what you're
saying. It's 10 or bust. I mean, this guy should be get 10 easy. Easy.
Well, the good news is he could stop at eight. He doesn't have to get to 10. He's going to stop at eight and rest for the final, hopefully. This Caminero.
Look at him.
This guy's could be a legendary night if back-to-back years if we can get this Caminero in, Joe.
You see how they gave him the balls? That's how they know.
Well, what's going on there? What's all that with the balls? What's happening? Why are they switching the bag out, Joe? What was that?
Yeah.
What was that? Is that what goes on during the games like you talk
Absolutely.
About?
Absolutely, yeah.
Six, 7 runs in the first 2 innings? Give him a new bag of balls? Switch him out?
Yep. Now you know. It's exactly what happens. Absolutely. All of a sudden, no pop in the bat. Look at this, no pop.
And he got the first one out. I don't know. He's got 2 of his first 3 out. 3 of his first 4. What do you mean, no pop in the bat?
No pop in the bat. He's got
ball
5.
Flying
he's got
out.
Five.
The ball's flying out.
Goldilocks
he's gonna,
balls.
He's gonna get by him in a minute. He's gonna do it in the first minute.
Look at this, 6, 7 Goldilocks balls. They want Caminero to win.
Good. I hope he does.
He's still swinging. Outcome. He's still swinging. 10, 9 He's got to finish the. Yeah. He's still swinging. He can't stop at 8.
Yeah. He just looked back at the ump. He's like, do I got to keep going? Time. All right. They called the time, Joe, at 8. At 8, they called the time, and it's done. Caminero in the finals, Joe. Let's go here.
I said Caminero.
Oh, no. You don't get to do that. Nope. Not this year.
Caminero.
You don't get to try to steal the thunder. You're not doing it this
at
year.
At least you're admitting last year I had Teoscar Hernandez. That's good. That's an honorable
You had him, but he wasn't.
You
rode in on it, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Joe, great job. Tomorrow night, All-Star game, micro betting. It'll be a lot of fun. And you know what, Joe? I'm going to send Matias the SEC coaches. Let's play the SEC coaches tomorrow night. Carver and Lisi, great job as always. Cash some tickets. We'll see you tomorrow.